Epilogue, 19 years later. Autumn seemed to arrive suddenly that year. The morning of the 1st of September was crisp and golden as an apple, and as the little family bobbed across the rumbling road toward the great sooty station, the fumes of car exhausts and the breath of pedestrians sparkled like cobwebs in the cold air. Two large cages rattled on top of the laden trolleys the parents were pushing. The owls inside them hooted indignantly, and the red-headed girl trailed tearfully behind her brothers, clutching her father's arm.
"It won't be long, and you'll be going too," Harry told her.
2 years, sniffed Lily. "I want to go now."
The commuters stared curiously at the owls as the family wove its way toward the barrier between platforms 9 and 10. Albus's voice drifted back to Harry over the surrounding clamour. His sons had resumed the argument they had started in the car.
"I won't! I won't be in Slytherin!"
"James, give it a rest," said Ginny.
"I only said he might be," said James, grinning at his younger brother. "There's nothing wrong with that. He might be in Slyth—"
But James caught his mother's eye and fell silent. The five Potters approached the barrier. With a slightly cocky look over his shoulder at his younger brother, James took the trolley from his mother and broke into a run. A moment later, he had vanished.
"You'll write to me, won't you?"
Albus asked his parents immediately, capitalizing on the momentary absence of his brother.
"Every day, if you want us to," said Ginny.
"Not every day," said Albus quickly. "James says most people only get letters from home about once a month." "We wrote to James 3 times a week last year," said Ginny.
"And you don't want to believe everything he tells you about Hogwarts," Harry put in. "He likes a laugh, your brother."
Side by side, they pushed the second trolley forward, gathering speed. As they reached the barrier, Albus winced, but no collision came. Instead, the family emerged onto platform 9 3/4, which was obscured by thick white steam that was pouring from the scarlet Hogwarts Express. Indistinct figures were swarming through the mist into which James had already disappeared.
"Where are they?"
asked Albus anxiously, peering at the hazy forms they passed as they made their way down the platform.
"We'll find them," said Ginny reassuringly.
But the vapour was dense, and it was difficult to make out anybody's faces. Detached from their owners, voices sounded unnaturally loud. Harry thought he heard Percy discoursing loudly on broomstick regulations, and was quite glad of the excuse not to stop and say hello.
"I think that's them, Al," said Ginny suddenly.
A group of 4 people emerged from the mist, standing alongside the very last carriage. Their faces only came into focus when Harry, Ginny, Lily and Albus had drawn right up to them.
"Hi,"
said Albus, sounding immensely relieved. Rose, who was already wearing her brand new Hogwarts robes, beamed at him.
"Parked all right then?" Ron asked Harry. "I did. Hermione didn't believe I could pass a muggle driving test, did you? She thought I'd have to confound the examiner."
"No, I didn't," said Hermione. "I had complete faith in you." "As a matter of fact, I did confound him,"
Ron whispered to Harry, as together they lifted Albus's trunk and owl onto the train.
"I only forgot to look in the wing mirror, and let's face it, I can use a supersensory charm for that."
Back on the platform, they found Lily and Hugo, Rose's younger brother, having an animated discussion about which house they would be sorted into when they finally went to Hogwarts.
"If you're not in Gryffindor, we'll disinherit you," said Ron. "But no pressure."
"Ron!"
Lily and Hugo laughed, but Albus and Rose looked solemn.
"He doesn't mean it," said Hermione and Ginny,
but Ron was no longer paying attention. Catching Harry's eye, he nodded covertly to a point some 50 yards away. The steam had thinned for a moment, and 3 people stood in sharp relief against the shifting mist.
"Look who it is,"